Vanel must and then we moved in 1926. And 1927, that's when Mama died. The 19th of May, the same time my wife died, she died the 19th of May in 70. Mm-hmm. And my mama died the 19th of May in 27. We stayed there 2 years, and we left from there and moved to Frank Purchase up there and taken a shell crop, Papa did. And we stayed there, and then we didn't make no out of it. We made plenty, but he took it all. And I left home. I went to Alabama. I stayed over there from 1930 to 31. I went and married a woman over there, Artie Mae Wilson. And we had two children, boy and a girl.
Where in Alabama is that?
Over there at Baker Hill. I told Matt Finley Wilson's daughter. It was by his first wife.
Yeah.
And she was the oldest daughter. And I went and called her out. And we just married too young. And I taken and stepped across the gutter that morning. I didn't see her no more than 19 years. And I taken and come back and went to Florida. Went down to Pelham and went to Chevrolet place. And
how long is that?
That was in 1931, the last part of 1931.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed down there about 7-8 months and moved from down there to Live Oak, Florida, and it didn't work out down there too good. Them people down there, they take everything you made. If you make it that day, they take it that night, if you stepped out on the street.
Where's Live Oak? Is that in the panhandle?
That's right across over there. So we leave the path from Kiro, which is the next little old place down there.
Yeah.
And I take and come back home, and in 1932, I went and stole the old lady. And I had to keep her about 4 months before I could marry. There wasn't none of them signed for her. And come to find out, I got a hatter with a younger, and I went and got one of her half-brothers. I made him go up there and sign the license.
Yeah.
And Emily, the oldest, and she was born in 33. We rented a place over there from Green and William. Papa Park that bought it. And made potatoes and cucumbers and all like that, and sent them to Chicago up there, paying on the place, and he went ahead and let the tax take it all.
Yeah.
Man, Green did. He lived right out there on that hill there. And I worked at the basket factory down there, and Sarah come along in 34. Emily was born in 33, the first day of June, and the next May I got a 26th Sarah come along. And then in 36, Jake come along.
Yeah. That was in this county?
Yeah, right across over there.
Okay.
I lived on each side, 13 years on each side of that railroad. And I taken in...
Is that still run, that railroad? It doesn't?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay.
Every day.
It goes across to Alabama?
Yeah, go to Alabama, go down one day and come back up the next. And I saw me an old man over there for years, I'm talking about 3 or 4 years, and after the batch factory shut down,
yeah.
I worked over there for 75 cents, told the slabs and strips, and the rest of them wouldn't get my 50 cents a day, and if they fed them, they didn't get my 40. And the old nigga give out, and he said, I pay you double pay. I told him 3 weeks, he got paid off once a month. He come paying me 75 cents, like a quarter paying me. And I quit. And went back and went to down there at the basket factory. I went up to Macon and worked in the machine shop up there with W.M. Ray. Me and him was there. He put me on down there fixing, helping them on the machines and all. And I was making good. Went up there and we stayed in Macon. I don't know about